Lucasfilm is here tonight as part of the exhibit on Star Wars called Identities. Why is it called Identities?
Well, it really is a character-driven adventure into identities. But what we're really exploring is the science behind identity. And, you know, in very simplistic terms, that would be the nature versus nurture type argument. But it's a lot more nuanced and more detailed than that. And so we look into the biology, the neuroscience, the psychology behind what it really is that defines who we are, the things that shape us along the way, the choices that we make, both as evidenced in the characters in the films, and then how do you see yourself as following those same types of arcs and decisions in your life.
What are some of the things that are displayed in the exhibit?
Oh gosh, there's like 200 eye-popping objects from our archives. Everything from, you know, full-size pod racer vehicles to dozens of original production art and drawings and developing the characters to dozens of costumes and the props and maquettes that were used in the original productions. So there's something from all six films as well as from the Clone Wars television animated series.
The thing that really strikes me, I was adding up from 1977 to 2012, it's 35 years, and yet Star Wars seems as fresh technologically today as it was when it first came out. What does that say about what Lucasfilms is doing?
Well, we're just blessed with this brand. It does seem evergreen. And I think not only is it the cutting edge technology that's applied with each film or each new enterprise that we undertake, but there's just something, I don't know, universally attractive and on a human scale with the characters and the mythologies in the saga. And I think that we can all find something readily identifiable with these characters and the stories and their kind of search for doing what is right and wrong throughout the films.
The costumes that people are wearing here, there's Darth Vader, there's Sith, and a number of the warriors and that. How do you keep these things actually working?
The costumes? Well, the folks that you see here are members of the 501st costuming organization. They're amazing. We have amazing fans around the world, and these guys love to come out and help support these philanthropic and educational enterprises, and they spend countless hours creating their own costumes that are very accurate to the films, and they come out here to support these good causes for the fun of the brand, but also because it helps shine a light on what the brand could do from an educational standpoint and getting kids and families talking about some of these subjects like science or design or whatever the exhibit happens to be about.
What got you to take this on the road?
We've had an exhibit program at Lucasfilm since about the year 2000, and so we have several large-scale exhibitions that are touring the world at any given time. But several years ago, we knew it was time to get another major blockbuster show touring the world, and so we reached out to some key, you know, several dozen key potential partners to try to find the right concept and the right team. And the folks from X3 Productions in Montreal submitted something that was really creative, very compelling, looking at the characters and the property in a whole new way. So we were immediately drawn to it.
Of course, the big talk here, being in Edmonton, is that we're number two on the list. Where all are you going with this exhibit?
Well, we do like to keep, for tonight anyways, the light shone very brightly on Edmonton because they've done such an amazing job. So we're very kind of strategic and careful about when we announce the next venues coming up. But it is a six-year tour, so we will be touring around the world to 12 different cities and museums around the world after it leaves Edmonton.
Thank you very much, Kira.
Thank you so much for coming. Hope you enjoy it.